If there's one song that can give us some comfort about the past and the future, it's probably As Time Goes By from the movie Casablanca. And no, it's not really about history or archaeology, but well, there's something about it that just seems to capture what we feel when we're thinking about the years slipping by. It's equal parts nostalgia and ticking clock. Music historian Will Friedwald is the author of the book Stardust Melodies. He told Steve Paulson about the first time we hear the song As Time Goes By in the movie Casablanca, which, of course, stars Humphrey Bogart as Rick and Ingrid Bergman as Ilse.
Ingrid Bergman starts talking about the song she wants to hear, and she doesn't make a direct reference to it. And Dooley Wilson pretends not to know what she's talking about because he doesn't want to stir up old wounds, open old wounds, as it were.
Dooley Wilson is the actor who's the pianist in the scene.
Dooley Wilson, right, is the actor playing Sam, the singer-pianist, who's Rick's sidekick. And he pretends not to know what song she's talking about because in hopes that she'll drop the idea because he does not want to open old wounds.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Miss Elsa. I never expect to see you again.
It's been a long time.
Yes, ma'am. A lot of water under the bridge.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
Sam, I thought I told you never to play.
Bogart storms in and says, you know, I told you never to play that. He's so mad at Sam for playing the song that he doesn't notice Ilse. Until Dooley Wilson, this really great bit of acting, indicates her with his eyes. You know, he and Bogart are having this moment together, and Dooley Wilson just looks over, and there's Ilse sitting by herself, and all of a sudden Rick realizes why Dooley Wilson has been playing that song. It's just a masterpiece of movie making, just that one sort of like 30-second bit.
How does As Time Goes By figure into that movie? What does it mean to Casablanca?
Well, the interesting thing about it is that it was kind of important that when you hear a song in most movies, particularly a musical, it's supposed to be something new. I mean, in fact, most movie musicals are backstage stories, and they even have actors playing composers who are coming up with new songs for whatever musical they're putting on within the show. Whereas this particular story dictates or necessitates the use of an old song. And As Time Goes By had, in fact, been a minor hit about a dozen years earlier. It was not one of your major breakthrough hits that everybody knew, like A Night and Day or A Stormy Weather. I mean, these were big, big, big hit songs that everybody would have known. But something like As Time Goes By, a few people would have heard of it, a few people would have remembered it, but it definitely struck the right note because, it had to have been an old song as per the story. I mean, it's their song.
And I suppose it really suggests that love and romance will always be there no matter what happens in the world. I mean, the whole point of the movie is everything is ripped up, war is happening, awful things are occurring all over the place, but Ilse and Rick have their love.
Well, that's the thing. Herman Hupfeld, when he wrote it, he wrote a verse that's very specific about how mankind is evolving and now we have all these new inventions and technologies and new invention and things like fourth dimension is a phrase that he uses. And he's talking about how technology is threatening to change human relations, but it won't because, love is still love, a kiss is still a kiss, and, woman needs man and man must have his mate. And these things will not change in the face of changing technology. Whereas a dozen years later, mankind isn't necessarily so concerned with that, but the fact that the world is at war and everybody's going to get blown to bits, And the song takes on a new meaning at that point. He's saying that human relations are still the same, no matter, you know, who's Führer, who's dictator, who's marching into Poland, and who's escaping from Casablanca. You know, love is still love. So in a sense, the war and Casablanca and the intervening decade had given that song a much more noble and even greater, you know, more universal message than it even had had as the composer Herman Hupfeld had first envisioned for it. It becomes something much more dramatic and something that's much more sort of central to human existence.
Now, this song, As Time Goes By, is still to this day associated with the movie Casablanca, but there have been a number of singers who've recorded it over the years, and one of the most famous versions was done by Billie Holiday.
Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man. And man must have his mate that no one can deny.
Billie Holiday, fortunately, did it right after the movie. She was under working for Commodore Records. And the ironic thing and the frustrating thing for Herman Hupfeld was that the song became a big hit, you know, bigger than it had ever been before, thanks to Casablanca in 1943, but there was a record ban on, and nobody could make a record of it. So as a result, there are no records of the song from that year, except for the fortunate fact that Billie Holiday happened to be under contract to this, you know, very small independent label that was ahead of the other labels in terms of reaching an agreement with the musicians' union. So there is a Billie Holiday version of As Time Goes By, and it's sort of like the first major record of the song to come along after Casablanca is released, and the song is identified with Casablanca. And the Billie Holiday record is quite wonderful.
Now, there have been various renditions of As Time Goes By over the years. Didn't Woody Allen incorporate that into his play, Play It Again, Sam?
Yeah, Play It Again, Sam is a wonderful play about a guy that's obsessed with Humphrey Bogart in that film, and he's determined to relive the love scene in it.
What's the matter with me? Why can't I be cool? What's the secret?
There's no secret, kid. Dames are simple.
The end of Casablanca, when you lost Ingrid Bergman, weren't you crushed?
Nothing a little bourbon and soda wouldn't fix.
See, I can't drink. My body will not tolerate alcohol.
Take my advice, kid. The world is full of dames. All you gotta do is whistle.
Do you have any favorite versions of As Time Goes By?
Oh, I love the Vic Damone very much, and there's a very nice one by Peggy Lee. It's a song that's had a lot of great interpretations over the years. There's even a very nice one by Tiny Tim, who does it fairly straight, but, you know, with a touch of capriciousness, you might say. But it's very nicely done.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. A fundamental thing. Supply. As time goes by.
You can tell that this is a guy that's very sincere and is singing it out of, you know, he's not trying to make fun of the song or camp it up. He's doing it, you know, he's coming from the right place in the heart. Let me put it that way.
Now, there are also some zany versions. Doesn't Louis Prima do
Louis
it?
Prima did one. In fact, that has just been reissued, I'm happy to say. It was one he did fairly late in his life in the 70s on his own label, and it's been a very hard album to find. But his widow just put out all the masters that she owns of Louis' final recordings. And it's Louis at full throttle, and he's just going crazy with the song. It's really nice. He just revs it up and dances around with it. It's quite wonderful.
Man must have a mate. No one can deny. Still the same old story. Fight for love and glory. Case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers. As time goes by, yes. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Oh.
Will Friedwald is the author of Stardust Melodies. Steve Paulson spoke with him.